There was a major shakeup in the Ashton-Hayward administration in July, with two high-ranking officials being ousted over what was considered to be the mishandling of public records. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has this installment in our year-ender series, which looks back at the top stories of 2013.
City Administrator Bill Reynolds and Press Secretary Derek Cawson were named in a report by Assistant State Attorney Greg Marseille regarding public records requests that were not filled in a timely manner, if at all.
Based upon our investigation, we determined that Cawson and Reynolds were aware that the city had these documents.
One of the requests named in the probe was from former City Councilwoman Diane Mack. In June of 2012, Mack, who also runs an ad agency, asked to see the new logos for the city's upside of Florida publicity campaign. She was told they were not available.
Actually, I just let it go because I was disgusted with them all, but it all came out in a massive public records request that Rick Outson of the Independent News, he discovered a train of emails that demonstrated that they had lied.
We were doing a story on the Zimmern agency that the mayor had just terminated their contract after spending almost $1 million to help create a new brand and image for the city.
The cover story in an early July issue of the Independent News, The Upside of Corruption, dealt with the ongoing controversy over public records requests, which publisher Rick Outson said was not a new development.
We found that the city was very determinedly trying to keep the public from finding out what the new logo looked like, what the reports were from the Zimmern agency. Prior to the election of Hayward, we never had these kind of issues. But all of a sudden, everything became complicated. Everything took weeks to get. Some people have told me that they have record requests that have been out there for months now that haven't been answered.
Investigators discovered that Reynolds and Cawson both had the documents, including the logo, around the time of Mack's request. At that point, Mayor Ashton Hayward fired Reynolds and reassigned Cawson to the Information Technology Office.
Mr. Reynolds and I had a great relationship. It's just unfortunate the way it played out and what the findings were, and it was probably shocking it to everybody. And so we're ready to put that behind us and move past that. People come and go, and it's unfortunate, but you move on and you make it happen, and that's what we're doing.
Colleen Castile was named interim administrator and was given the job permanently a few weeks later. Reynolds and Cawson faced non-criminal charges of failing to answer public records requests in a timely fashion. Prosecutor Greg Marseille said that type of violation was akin to a traffic ticket.
They would appear, or a lawyer would appear on their behalf before a judge, and they would either enter a plea of not guilty, and it would be set for a judge trial. If they entered a no-contest plea, the judge would then impose the fine that judge determines is appropriate.
Derek Cawson pleaded no contest and was fined $350. Bill Reynolds fought the charge and was subsequently cleared by Escambia County Judge Thomas Johnson in September, spending a reported $10,000 in legal fees to avoid a maximum $500 fine. The public records episode led to a seminar on Florida's Sunshine Law in August, led by the First Amendment Foundation, with attendance by city employees required.
Everybody constantly is asking everybody else questions because this, as you'll find out, is not always easy.
Barbara Peterson is president of the Tallahassee-based foundation and spoke on keeping open government open in compliance with Florida law.
Article 1, Section 24B. Of the Florida Constitution, we have both a statutory right and a constitutional right of access to the meetings of our government.
Peterson said while the open meetings law is only a few paragraphs and three requirements, it's the most complicated area of law she's ever seen. Besides providing public records, another requirement is that meetings of public agencies must be open to the public.
We all know what a meeting is, or we think we do. The Florida Supreme Court, back in 68 or 69, said, a meeting is any discussion of public business by two or more members of the same board or commission, assuming future action might be taken.
Mayor Ashton Hayward said he wanted city employees and office holders to come away from the sessions unafraid to ask questions about the Sunshine Law.
You know, I want them to be able to feel confident that they can pick up the phone and call the First Amendment. You know, I think we're the only city now that's a member of the First Amendment Foundation, she said, which is kind of unique. But I thought it was important for us to take a leadership role in this so we could help our employees, help our city council, help other government officials in our area, and of course the citizens.
The mayor also pointed to an existing city information service, 311.
I mean, it doesn't have to do just with potholes. You can have a question on finances or a question about a meeting. meeting? Can I speak in a meeting? All these things, you know, we all work for the taxpayers, and I think that's incredibly important because they got questions all the time, and the main thing is communication.
Since the Sunshine Law was passed in Florida in 1967, there's only been one person jailed for its violation. Escambia County Commissioner W.D. Childress was convicted of that and bribery in 2002 for his part in the Pensacola Soccer Complex land scandal. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.